Jacksonville's a division opponent. They always play us tough, especially defensively. You know, coming on the road after we, you know, got the best of them, you know, in their place, I'm sure that's going to play a factor.
Left tackle Dwayne Brown there talking about the challenge tomorrow in the Jacksonville Jaguars. Drew Doherty, John McClain, Sean Pendergast for one final segment here on Texans Extra Points. And Coach O'Brien, if you're watching right now, why don't you change the channel, because we got to talk about a little playoff stuff. I know you don't want us to do that, but you guys, you urged me in the break to bring this up, so I'll do it. I'm game. If the Texans make the playoffs, and it's really a when, but when the Texans make the playoffs, who do you want them to play here?
I'd like to see them play the Denver Broncos, and I know some weird things need to happen for that to happen. I think storyline-wise, it'd be a lot of fun. It'd be a great week of build-up to that game. I do think there are football reasons also. I know that Denver defense is a great defense. I do think the Texans defense could get after the Denver offense pretty well. That offensive line is in shambles. They can't run the football. And this is a defense that even pre-Bill O'Brien has historically done well against young quarterbacks if Osweiler's a starter.
From a media and fan standpoint, I would say Denver, but I think Kansas City. Kansas City come in 10 wins in a row, only two over teams with winning record. They don't have Jamaal Charles, who really made the Texans look bad early. And I don't see Alex Smith coming to NRG and winning two games, so I'd rather see the Texans playing the Chiefs, because eventually that streak's going to end.
Yeah, 10 in a row, that sounds an awful lot like that 11 in a row that the Oilers had back in the day. Different teams, but yeah, it's just kind of what I think
of. There's a storyline right there.
Yeah, so look at me, I'm helping out. I'm helping the Chronicle out today. We're going to get some good stories. I can't wait to read that one, John. All right, we got to get some keys to a Texans victory. What must happen for Houston to unlock a win tomorrow?
I think the biggest thing, like, this is the same situation as last season. It's Jacksonville coming in week 17, just like last year. I think the biggest thing for the Texans is to, we talked about Blake Bortles being kind of a, you know, can be a statue back there, holds the ball a little while. He's also very athletic, though. I think keeping Bortles in the pocket, pressuring Bortles, making sure he can't run. Remember that big play he made in the run game last year that gave Jacksonville a chance to win the game towards the end? He's a very athletic quarterback. I think that's the biggest key, and stay healthy in this game.
He was their leading rusher in the first game, averaged 9 yards a carry, but he only carried four times. I think don't turn it over. If you do turn it over, turn it over. Don't shorten the field.
Yeah.
And if they don't turn it over and shorten the field, they're going to beat the Jaguars.
Yeah, I say get out early. Get out early on them and do like you did last week. Now it's a different team. Tennessee,
it's rare, too.
Yeah, it is. But if you can get going early, especially defensively, and make these fields longer for them, I like your chances. All right, it's been a fun year with you guys. I mean, it's 2016 now. But what are you looking forward to most this year?
For four more of these shows, that means each round of the playoffs and the Super Bowl, right?
I'm in for that. I'll have you back for that. What about you?
A franchise quarterback and a bell cow running back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's those are some big wishes right there.
Those are some big wishes.
That's like a Christmas wish.
Hey, man,
got to
dream big.
Yeah,
dream big.
We can dream, and we love dreaming, and we love that you watched Texans Extra Points this week. All right. For Sean, for John, I'm Drew. We appreciate you coming on with us, and we will be back next week. Make sure you tune in then. Might be on at a little different time, but nevertheless, Texans Extra Points returns. The Texans looking to go to 9-7 tomorrow after a win. We'll see you next time. It's been a lot of fun.
Running around the left side, the ball comes out. It's picked up by Dempsey's on the move. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Houston. Ben Jones snaps Whedon the ball. Whedon looking, firing left side of the end zone again. Hopkins with the catch this time. Touchdown, Houston.